The Christmas season is a time when more than ever we have a license to speak about Jesus, who he is, why he came, the powerful difference he can make to our lives. It's a special time. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. But the truth is that not everyone wants to hear this good news. In fact, some are downright anti, aren't they? Some will ridicule you, put you down, even persecute you for speaking the things of Christ. It turns out that biblical Christianity is rather unpopular in many circles, perhaps even amongst those with whom you'll be sharing your Christmas celebration. And so the temptation is to water down the message, to sell them a warm, soft, fluffy, Jesus-y kind of Christmas ideal. But the flip side of the coin is that popular Christianity is downright unbiblical. Of course, while presents are being unwrapped around the Christmas dinner table or however you'll be celebrating your Christmas in your corner of the globe, we should be tactful. Of course, we shouldn't be shoving religion down people's throats. Timing is everything. But at the same time, neither should we, if we truly believe in him, be watering down the good news of Jesus, and neither should we be surprised when people hate us for mentioning him. Writes the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. Yes, I am glad to have weaknesses if they are for Christ. I am glad to be insulted and have hard times. I'm glad when I'm persecuted and have problems, because it's when I'm weak that I'm really strong. Yet, people may well come against you when you share Jesus' love with them. Find some way, though, to share it anyway. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. Now, following Jesus isn't easy, and yet when we do, despite the challenges, the blessings are immeasurable. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.